Good afternoon. Hope you're enjoying your Monday thus far, despite the chilly weather outside. It's time to take a look at news again here on KCOB. I'm Randy Van. Well, at 7 o'clock tonight, the one and only scheduled debate between Democratic gubernatorial candidate Deidre DeGeer and Republican incumbent Kim Reynolds will occur. It takes place on Public Broadcasting System, PBS, 7 o'clock tonight. Now, an Iowa poll over the weekend found Reynolds holding a 17-point lead over her Democratic opponent, DeGeer, as we get closer to the election. The Des Moines Register MediaCom Iowa poll also released shows that Republican Senator Chuck Grassley with a 3% lead over Democratic challenger Mike Franken. Poll likely voters taken October 9th through the 12th. 46% of those surveyed said they supported Grassley, 43% said they supported Franken, and 7% undecided, or else they plan to skip on voting for U.S. Senate. Franken, still unknown to about a third of those surveyed, nearly two-thirds, meanwhile, say Grassley's age is a concern. That includes 37% of the Republicans questioned. They say they still vote for the 89-year-old senator nonetheless. A Newton 18-year-old has entered guilty pleas connected to an accident on Highway S-74 south of Newton July 23rd and a disturbance at Courtyard Apartments in Newton June 18th. Court records show Madeline Rose Raymond is to be sentenced November 9th for OWI, interference, public intoxication, and possession of marijuana along with failure to maintain control. She's currently free on $4,000 bond. Jasper County Sheriff's Department says Raymond was driving a vehicle on Highway S-74 around 2:20 in the morning July 23rd when she crashed. She was taken to Mercy One Newton Medical Center by private vehicle. Urine sample there revealed that Raymond had marijuana in her system and blood and alcohol content of 0.117. The 3:25 a.m. disturbance call to 1453 North 11th Avenue East Courtyard Apartments reportedly led to the recovery of a small amount of marijuana from the 18-year-old's possession. As part of her plea, charges of public intoxication and possession of drug paraphernalia have been dismissed. 22-year-old Newton man has been sentenced for first offense OWI in connection with an April 10th traffic stop for a loud muffler. Terrell David Purvis pleaded guilty while first offense possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia were dismissed. District Associate Judge Stephen Award has given him a one-year deferred sentence and one-year probation along with a $1,250 civil penalty. Purvis also asked to complete a substance abuse evaluation and any recommended treatment and complete the DMAC driver of the influence class. Newton police say an officer pulled Purvis over on South 5th Avenue West shortly after 10 p.m. April 10th. Officer noticed an odor of marijuana, and Purvis reportedly admitted he'd smoked some marijuana about an hour before he was stopped. Subsequent search of the car turned up a plastic baggie of marijuana along with glass smoking pipes. Purvis allegedly showed signs of being under the influence with slurred speech and bloodshot, watery eyes. 36-year-old Newton woman arrested earlier this month for being intoxicated outside a Newton liquor store has pleaded guilty to public intoxication and been sentenced. Marshall Elizabeth Engelbrick has been fined $105 just before 1 a.m. Sunday, October 2nd. A Newton officer came across Engelbrick arguing with two other customers and yelling obscenities outside New Star Liquor, which is at 702 First Avenue East. The arrest report says Engelbrick had slurred speech, staggered as she stood, and refused to be tested for sobriety. Although it normally takes place on the third Monday of the month, along with the first Monday of the month, Newton City Council not going to be meeting tonight. They had some scheduling conflicts, according to city staff. So instead of meeting tonight, Newton City Council meet next Monday, the 24th, again at 6 p.m. at City Hall. Well, Advantage Credit Union is making some improvements to their drive-up facility. So, starting today, the drive-up is closed. It'll be closed for a few days. They're going to be putting in a designated lane for larger vehicles to better exit the drive-up. They'll have a new integrated camera system to improve security and improved audio system as well. Now, while this work is being done, the ATM lane, it will remain open. So, the ATM remain open. The rest of the drive-up facility at Advantage Credit Union will be closed. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., those who want to help plant some 85 trees in downtown Colfax, we asked to gather at City Hall. City administrator made a successful grant for downtown beautification, resulting in the city getting 64 trees. Now the city is looking for volunteers to plant those trees tomorrow. Anyone who enjoys gardening or has expertise in planting trees or just wants to help should be at Colfax City Hall again 8 a.m. tomorrow. If you need more information, call Colfax City Hall, 515-674-4096. It's 515-674-4096. Funeral announcements today. Graveside service for Genonia Hawk will be held 10:30 tomorrow morning at our Silent City Cemetery in Kellogg. Family of Genonia Hawk will greet friends at the Wallace Family Funeral Home and Crematory in Newton from 5 to 7 this evening. Memorials, Kellogg Fire Department. It can be left at Wallace Family Funeral Home and Crematory. The funeral service for Dr. and Reverend Marvin Dwayne Potter, who died at the age of 91 on Thursday, will be held 2 o'clock Friday, Pence Reese Funeral Home in Newton. Visitation from 1 to 2, so an hour prior to the service. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be designated to Marvin Potter's family and will be given to local prison ministries or a charity of the donor's choosing. Facebook broadcast funeral service will be held 2 p.m. Friday as well on the Pence Reese Funeral Home and Cremation Service Facebook page. Online condolences left for the family at www.pencefh.com. And a funeral service with military honors for Ron Adams of Grinnell, passed away at the age of 77 Thursday, will occur 10:30 tomorrow morning at Smith Funeral Home in Grinnell. Internment at Westfield Cemetery, south of Grinnell. There'll be a luncheon that follows the Eagles in Grinnell. Visitation for Ron Adams will begin 1 o'clock this afternoon at Smith Funeral Home in Grinnell. It's where the family will receive friends from 4 to 7 tonight. Memorials designated to the Ron Adams Memorial Fund to benefit local organizations selected by the family. Mailers and care at Smith Funeral Home, P.O. Box 368, Grinnell, Iowa 50112. Memories and condolences may be shared with the family online at www.smithfh.com. That is your noontime check. Very news and funeral announcements here on KCOB. I'm Randy Van. Have a great afternoon.